877-327-0365.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. The sky is beginning to clear here in beautiful Kennebunk, Maine. We're getting some sunshine. The grass is beginning to dry from the few showers we had last night. There's going to be a few pop-up showers here and there. Perfect weather for planting, and the temperatures have cooled down, thankfully, after, well, crazy week. Tuesday, the temperatures were almost frosty here in southern Maine where I live. And then on Thursday and Friday, we had 90-plus degree temperatures and everything wilted because it was way too hot. Well, this morning what I want to do is to try and explain to you, with some help, the soil. And we all want to plant. We all want to have a beautiful garden. But I think we should know a little bit about what is in the soil that's going to make a difference in the quality of your plants. There's a lot of fertilizers out there that do help you to have a better garden. But I think if you know a little bit about the soil, you'll have a better understanding and you will have a much better gardening. So I've asked Bob Knob from the Organica Company to join us this morning and spend a few minutes to tell you about the soil and how you can improve it naturally. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Did you get a lot of heat in Long Island like we did later in this week?
We did. It was unseasonably warm, and I agree with you. Too warm, too quick. Some plantings that, you know, had just gone in recently, you could see they were stressed a little bit around the neighborhoods that I was driving through. So absolutely unseasonably warm.
Okay, we're going to start from scratch. We have a gardener that's going to put down some impatiens, some tomatoes today. And everybody knows that, yes, we have to put in some manure or some compost. What can they do that will make their garden really grow better?
Well, we were just discussing this unseasonably warm temperature and noticing, you know, plants in the neighborhood that were struggling because of it. When you put a plant in the ground, what you want to do is you want to the plant to establish. You're not looking to put it in the ground and have it grow 6 inches the next day. As a matter of fact, what you'd really like to see is, root growth rather than shoot growth. So this is what I suggest. I'm a big believer of always putting some sort of compost or organic matter in the root zone. But if you look at a healthy plant, you dig up a healthy plant and analyze the soil around it, Paul, it is always chock full, teeming with beneficial bacteria and fungi. Bacteria and fungi, you know, form a symbiotic relationship with the plant. They help each other. So when you're putting something in the hole, that is the ideal time to add these beneficial microorganisms, because you're able to put them right there in the root zone, and they will drastically reduce the incidence of planting and transplant shock. They'll promote plant establishment. They'll help the roots spread. And really, when the plant is going in the ground, that should be your ultimate goal. You can push growth a little bit later, but initially what you want the plant to do is establish and not go into shock.
Now, what is the easiest way, and we want to try and keep everything natural and organic if possible, what's the best way that we can activate the root system to really grow quickly?
Well, again, I always suggest utilizing a microbial inoculant, beneficial microorganisms, whatever term you'd like to utilize. My company actually makes two distinct formulas. One of them is Plant Growth Activator, which is designed for herbaceous plants, which would be your annuals and your perennials. And we also make a separate formulation for the woody plants called Plant Growth Activator Plus, which would be for your evergreens, conifers, and deciduous trees. Very simple. One tablespoon in a gallon of water. Mix it up, and as you're placing the plant in the hole prior to backfilling, just give it a good drink with these beneficial microorganisms. Cover it up like you normally would. And what you're doing, Paul, is you're not doing a topical application and asking the microorganisms to find the root zone. When you do at a time of planting, you're putting it right there, and that's where they live, in and around the root zone. So you're really giving them a head start by putting them where they should be.
Last year, I went totally organic in my garden. I've always used your traditional fertilizers, and I decided that I was going to try something different. And to my amazement, I have the best garden I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I used the mycorrhizas, the beneficial bacteria,
yep,
the bacillus, and all the products that you have in this Plant Growth Activator. And not only did my plants become established quicker, they grew faster, and I had less diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just stunned at this.
Well, Paul, these formulations that are on the market now didn't come by happenstance. If you dig up a healthy plant and analyze the soil as well as the roots, you notice that there is that symbiotic relationship. The roots are colonized by the mycorrhizal fungi. The rhizobial bacteria and fungi are living around the roots. And conversely, if you dig up a plant that is struggling and you analyze it, you'll see that there isn't much of this colonization. So it's very easy. It's cost effective, and really, if you're going to go out and spend the money on the plants and the time to dig the hole, and we really want your property to look nice, it's certainly worth the investment. Again, very simple: a little tablespoon in a gallon of water, soak the root ball prior to backfilling, and it makes all the difference in the world. It'll push root development. The term is called root architecture, where you actually don't just stimulate root growth, you stimulate a network of the fine roots to be pushed, the feeder roots, and it makes all the difference in the world. And that's what you saw last year in your garden.
Now, the other thing that I've, this is my third year, and you and I talked briefly about this early in the week. There is a garden writer named Jeff Lowenfeld, and we've had him on the radio several times, and his big thing is don't rototill the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Just dig a hole where you want to put your plant, add your microbes, but do not rototill, because it destroys all of these colonies that we're trying to increase. Tell us more about that.
Sure. Well, that's called no-till. That has been a practice for years in the agricultural community. and really hadn't filtered down to the consumer. Basically, what that's saying is when you, again, have this, the term is called the soil food web. When you have this group of beneficial bacteria, beneficial fungi, there are other microorganisms that are sort of hybrids called actinomycetes. When all of these players are there and they start to grow in the soil, they develop a network of hyphae. The fungi, that's the best example. You use the term mycorrhizal fungi. Mycorrhizal fungi produce hyphae, which are long extensions which help the plant sequester water and nutrients. Well, if you go in and till the soil, Paul, you're just essentially breaking up that network. And studies have shown that when you till the soil, especially a deep till, you destroy this community of beneficial microorganisms, and they've sort of got to reassemble over time. So the best thing to do is, again, rather than go in and turn the entire garden over, just dig a hole, use your inoculum, and, you know, plant right there. The other thing we, and I'm sure everybody has seen this, when you do that kind of heavy tilling in the spring, you also bring up a lot of weed seeds, which then tend to germinate and grow.
Yeah, then you've got all of, then you got to weed and weed and weed all year long.
Sure.
Now, tell us about the website where people can get more information.
Sure. Just go to organica.net. And you'll be able to pull up all the information on these products.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you planting your garden, and we appreciate the information about Plant Growth Activator. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Hi there, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts, on the field with David Meller, Director of Grounds for the Boston Red Sox.
Welcome to my house, Ashton.
Gotta tell you, David, your house has one amazing lawn.
Thanks. Here at Fenway, the field not only has to look great, it has to stand up to at least 81 home games every season.
And you use Scotts fertilizer?
Absolutely.
And what would you say to folks who say fertilizer is fertilizer?
I'd say there's a very big difference.
It's hard to believe, but many brands contain filler like sand and sawdust.
Fillers do nothing for your grass. As you know, Ashton, Scotts is 100% nutrition with no fillers, so every granule gives your grass the food it needs to grow green and strong.
We call that the Scotts Advantage.
I'd call it a home run.
Exactly. Your grass is hungry after a long winter's rest, so head out this weekend and feed it with Scotts Turf Builder. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Hello, gardeners! Would you like a beautiful landscape and amazing gardens without using chemicals? Try Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers. Neptune's Harvest products come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, nature's perfect source for the nutrients plants and soil need. No matter what you grow, Neptune's Harvest will make you look good. Go to neptunesharvest.com and see results like pumpkins over 1,600 pounds, plus much, much more. Look for us at your local garden store.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Amber on the line, who's calling about vine beans.
Okay, Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I have planted pole beans, and actually I have a couple questions, but hopefully I can get to it quick. The pole beans I have planted, they're about maybe 4 inches, and they have, you know, the two big leaves after the starter leaves, but they're getting all polka-dotted holes in them, and some of them, the leaves are gone, I just have stems.
Okay. What I would do, a couple of things, Amber. I would replant some beans right at the base, you know, within a couple of inches of the ones that are there, and then get a product like Spinazad. Spinazad will take care of all caterpillar-type insects, and right now there's no beetles. So whatever is eating a hole is a caterpillar-type insect, and Spinazad can be used on vegetables right up until the day of harvest.
Okay. Is it a liquid or a powder?
It's a liquid, so you don't look at a plant and it's all covered with white dust and the wind doesn't blow it around. It sticks directly to the foliage and it's totally organic and very, very safe. But in the where some of those leaves have been eaten, new ones should come up. But just to be on the safe side, plant a few more around it. And once the pole beans get going, they're going to grow really, really quick.
Okay, and that's great. And the next one I have also is I started tomato plants from seed, and they're only about 3 to 4 inches high. So I figured, I mean, am I going to end up with tomatoes after frost, or should I just ditch them and go and buy tomatoes?
No, those tomatoes are still good. What you want to do is get some of this plant growth activator and put what I do, and I've been doing this for the last couple of years. When I'm planting, I'm trying to get as much done and it takes time to put it in water, mix it up, and then pour it in a hole. I put a teaspoon of the plant growth activator in each hole. I put a pinch of soil moist. Soil moist is there to help retain water. Take that tomato and put half of it in the ground. The tomato plant has the capability of producing a secondary root system on the stems. Now, when your tomato gets to be a foot tall and with a little bit of heat, it's not going to take long, believe me. Pull some of the soil from around the plant and make a mound about 6 inches high and about a foot wide of soil. And that mound of soil will fill full of roots. And that will basically double the root system on that plant. So, I mean, you've worked hard, you started from seed, you've been pampering it. Don't throw it away. I have tomatoes that I put in my garden on Thursday that are 8 or 9 inches tall. They are double your size, but I'll tell you, with the warm weather coming, those tomatoes are going to explode. So put some plant growth activator, some soil moist so that you don't have to water as often, and they will take off. And you'll have tomatoes by mid-July, late July at that time, and you can enjoy them. So
okay,
you don't
and
have
that's
to spend...
What was that called again? Spinosad.
Yeah.
Where would I find that?
You go to any garden center, feed grain store, okay. we'll have them, stores like Agway, they will have it also. But go to any garden center. Spinosad is a disease of all caterpillars, and I use it on Colorado potato beetles, knocked them right out. It was awesome. Really, really can't beat it. Thank you, Amber. If some of you know people that are having a hard time and they want to put in a garden and it's been costly for them, have them send me an email. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word, .com, and we will send them 5 packages of seeds. We've already mailed out about 200 groups. We'll send you a package of cucumbers, beets, carrots, beans, and radishes. These are all easy. These are all seeds that you can plant now, and they'll grow very, very quickly. So if you need some help with your garden and you would appreciate some free seeds, Plantation Products, they're in Norton, Massachusetts. They package seeds for NK, Fredonia, and American Seeds, Northrop King. They're donating the seeds, and we're shipping. So pparent at roadrunner.com. Now the spring is here. Your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural 4-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica Lawn and Garden Products by name. It's time to apply Lawn Booster, step one in Organica's all-natural 4-step lawn care program.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's the beginning of the planting season for some of us, especially if you live in the northern part of the country. For those of you further south, it's the middle of the planting season. And a great day to get out in the yard. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and after the program, I'm in the yard until dark today to try and get a lot of the planting done. And go to your local garden center, pick up the seedlings, and plant correctly this year. Put a little bit of compost in your soils to give the bacteria and the fungi something to feed on. It will make them grow better plants for you in the long run. The better you prepare the soil, the better your plants are going to grow for you. Jared, who's up next?
Up next, we have Chuck on the line, who's calling about a boxwood.
Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. I have a boxwood called Newport Blue, and I bought it because it's slow growing, and I have to tell you, it's really slow growing. My question is, what would you fertilize it with? I read somewhere, I think when I first bought them, that boxwoods are a little finicky about fertilizer.
Well, the boxwood will normally grow at the rate of 1, sometimes as much as 2 inches, depending on how large the plant is. If the plants are under a couple of feet in height, mm-hmm. they'll grow about 1 inch a year. And that Newport Blue is one of my favorites because it has a smaller leaf than your traditional boxwood. It's kind of a lime green colored leaf with a blue tinge on it when it first develops. And it makes great hedges or individual plants. Now, what I would use is a fertilizer called Holly Tone. It's an all-organic fertilizer. It has the new technology being put into it. The Espoma company has been making Holly Tone and Plant Tone and various other products. This year added Mycorrhiza to it. And Mycorrhiza will double the size of your root system in a 30-day period. With this Mycorrhiza technology, it grows, it looks like spaghetti, growing in segments, and it will literally eat fertilizer that is normally unavailable to the plants in the ground. For a boxwood, I would put a good handful for every foot of height or spread. Sprinkle it around the plant about 6-8 inches away from the plant, and then just cultivate it in. If you've got bark mulch, put it right on top of the bark mulch, and again, scratch it into the soil and water. Now, what will happen is by putting the Holly Tone into the bark mulch, you will help the bark mulch to break down, rot, and begin to change from bark mulch into soil, and that will feed the root system at the same time. And if you could do that for your boxwood spring and fall, you're going to see a tremendous difference in the color, in the thickness, and it will increase the growth on it. But remember, this is a dwarf, and this is one of the hybrids, the Newport Blue, smaller leaves. The leaf can be about the size of your little fingernail. Your regular boxwood can be the size of your thumbnail. So smaller leaves, smaller growth, but it does have a little bit of a blue tinge to it, and it's a wonderful, wonderful plant. But use Holly Tone. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Ellie, who's calling about an algae problem.
Ellie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your algae?
Yes, I was at the cemetery the other day, and it's an old stone, and it has like this green growing on it, and it seems to have gotten worse. And I wondered what I could put on it to clean it off. I know I don't want to scratch it.
Right.
So it's an old stone.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a product that the garden centers now carry. It was developed by the New Zealand government, and it's called Wet and Forget. Now, Wet and Forget was introduced to the United States last year. The company is now based in Chicago so that they have somebody in the United States. And this is really a very unique product. It's totally organic. It's totally natural. The people who own the company contacted me last year, and I always want to try the product before I tell you about it because I want to see how it works. My son, Matthew, lives in Florida, and when you live in that type of a climate, you have a lot of mold and algae and things that grow on the side of the house. And we go to visit Matthew every year to get out of the snow. And we would rent a power washer, power wash the entire house to get the green algae that grows on it off. And then we would paint it because the pressure washer would blow some of the paint off. Well, Wet and Forget last year, we applied it. Within 2 weeks, The green was gone. And it lasted almost the entire season. It was incredible. You can use it on vinyl. You can use it on wood, cement. You can use it on stucco. Now, the people from Wet and Forget, when I was in Florida at Matthew's house, I met them at Universal Studio. They treated a building at Universal Studio with the Wet and Forget. They did three sides. And I met them. We went to look at the building with the people from Universal, and it was incredible. And all you do is you mix it with water according to the directions. You spray it on the surface, and you forget it. You can put it, if you have awnings in front of your house to keep the house cooler, you spray it on the awnings, and it will get the little black dots of mold off of it. So everything in your yard that turns green, you spray the Wet and Forget about it. You can buy it by the quart or the half gallon. And I tell you, if you've got two or three neighbors that you're friendly with, buy a bottle, split it amongst you, spray your property, and vinyl fencing that's normally all green will turn pure white in a couple of weeks, and it stays nice and clean. And in the case of your stone, it will not hurt the stone because you're not scrubbing it. And you can use it, again, on anything. Cement. You can use it on asphalt that gets the mold, especially in the shaded areas, but on plastic, on canvas. If you have an umbrella on your deck and you look at the umbrella and it's got all the black spots on it from the mold from being outdoors, spray it. Wet and Forget. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Mary Jane, who's calling about asparagus beetles.
Mary Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'd be better if I can get rid of these asparagus beetles.
You can.
I looked in the feed store the other day, and almost everything that you use as a spray, you know, it gives you all the cautions about how harmful it can be. And this asparagus is growing so fast that when you see it in the morning, you almost have to pick it, you know, the next morning. And these little things, they're laying these little black egg cases all over it, plus they're devouring the tops of them.
Right.
So what do I do?
The best thing and the safest thing for your garden for beetles at this time of the year is something called 8, just like the number 8.
8.
You can buy a liquid or you can buy a powder. I prefer the liquid. The reason is if you use a powder, you shake it, the wind blows it all over the place. And if the weather stays windy, it literally blows the powder right off the plant. And when you look at the garden, you've got beautiful green foliage covered with the white dust. The liquid is clear. It also is a lot cheaper in the long run, and it's more effective because you're now wet all of the foliage. Now, 8 is the new chemical to take care of beetle-type insects. 7 was the one recommended many years ago, but they found that 7 was toxic to bees. 8 will not. Also, 7 got its name because it only lasts 7 days. 8 will last 3 weeks. So go to your local garden center, get some 8, spray it right on that, and you can harvest and eat the fruit as long as you wash it the same day. So it's a very, very safe product. Now, if you want to go organic, what you would use is something called rotenone and pyrethrum. Now, you can buy that, again, as a powder or a liquid, and the liquid, because it's a concentrate, is a lot cheaper. Say you buy a 1-pound canister of the dust. You're paying around $4 for 1 pound. If you buy the concentrate, you're going to spend $7 or $8 for an 8-ounce bottle, but an 8-ounce bottle will probably make 5 or 6 gallons of spray. So if you want to stay organic, rotenone and pyrethrum. And you can buy that combination at a lot of the local nurseries and garden centers. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up we have Greg, who has a problem with carpenter ants.
Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
Paul, I had a tenant call me. He lives in Berwick. I have a house in Berwick there, rent out. And he said a lot of ants. So I know your formula, so I grab sugar and I grab 20 mule borax, take my van, drive over to his house, and get carpenter ants. They weren't red ants. And I sprinkle this stuff, you know, the rations, like you said, you know, equal amounts. And I sprinkle it all around the house. I'm wondering if that's going to help me.
It will help for the younger ones. But carpenter ants, once they're mature, it may not be as effective.
These are about a half inch long right now.
Yeah, so they're real big.
Yep.
Bayer has a new product they came out with 2 years ago, and it's a carpenter ant and termite control. It's a granular product, and it's the neatest thing. It's like a 1 gallon container with a real long nozzle, and you open up this nozzle. It's like a telescopic. And you turn the container upside down, and this granular product will dribble out of it. And you walk around the house shaking it, and it works wonderful. I had a friend who had firewood, and it was 3 years old, and it got covered with termites and black ants. And I had him get it's a Bayer termite control granule. He put it around the wood pile, sprinkled some on top of the wood, and that winter, all the bugs were gone. And it's very safe. But it comes with this applicator that you don't have to touch it. You just shake it, and it falls, go right around the house, and it will take care of it. And all the garden centers carry it. 800-259-9231.
Can you help me? They gave me this receipt for 10 bags of lime for my lawn.
Sure. Pull your car up here and I'll load it. Trunk or back seat.
Oh, gosh. Those bags are so big. I'm never going to be able to unload all that by myself. And I think that's too much weight for this car. Can't I use something else?
I'm not really sure. You might want to ask that guy over there. His name's Jonathan Green, and I think he just finished giving a seminar on lawn care.
Excuse me, Jonathan Green?
Yes?
I was told that I need 10 bags of lime for my lawn, and it's just too much. Isn't there something else I can use?
There certainly is. My Jonathan Green MagiCal will not only improve your soil's pH, MagiCal also releases trapped nutrients in your soil and contains calcium, which is as important to lawns as it is to our bones.
But how many bags will I need?
Just one bag is equal to 10 bags of ordinary lime.
Ooh.
And is less expensive.
Yeah.
Find your nearest dealer at jonathangreen.com.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf.
My yard is my getaway, just steps from my door. It's where I unwind, spend time with family, and entertain friends. A relaxing setting, where beautiful flowers and wonderful fragrances bring back the joys of life. I love how Garden Splendor plants make these moments at home even more special.
Garden Splendor, the plants worth remembering.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guidance Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Nancy on the line calling about her irises.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the Guidance Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question. I got 3 big clumps of irises a couple of years ago, and this is the second year that they've been in the ground, and the leaves come up beautifully, but I haven't had any flowers at all, and I didn't know what I should be doing.
Okay. Are they in the sun?
They are.
Okay. Now, when you go outside and you look at the iris clump, do you actually see the little foot-shaped tuber that's attached to the leaves?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Irises are a plant that has to be grown on top of the ground.
Okay.
If you cover the, when you look at the plant, it looks like a foot with a bunch of leaves on the end of the foot.
Right.
And that little tuber is the stored energy, just like a tulip bulb or a lily bulb.
Right.
And that particular plant, if it's planted in the ground with dirt covering it or mulch, it will not flower.
Yeah, I think that's probably the problem.
I didn't
realize that you had to. So for this year, is it too late to do anything about it?
Yeah, because your irises should be in bud or in bloom right now. I have some iris in front of the house, and they're all in buds. They haven't broken open yet, but it's just
right.
A matter of time. So what you want to do is, in late August, early September, dig them up and replant them so that that tuber is on top of the soil with the roots going straight down, and they will flower for you.
And you don't put any dirt over that?
Nope. So what you do is you dig a hole, you spread out the roots in the hole, and you cover the roots, but you leave the tuber, that little foot-type growth, totally uncovered with soil.
Okay.
That's the whole secret. Now, while you're going to be digging up and moving them around, get yourself some compost and work that compost into the soil. And if you really want to make that plant explode, get some of that plant growth activator made by Organica. And if you can't find that, then the people that make Holytone have something called Biotone, which is a mycorrhiza bacterial product. So either the Biotone or the plant growth activator, work it into the soil. And when you look carefully at your iris, you're going to see there's a fan of leaves with that little tuber. It's supposed to flower this time of the year. When it gets done blooming, the mother plant where the shoot came out of dies. But before she dies, she'll make a new plant on each side of her. The following year, the two new plants will bloom. They'll die, but send all of their energy. So now you've got four. So you may want to divide these a little bit when you're moving them around. And that way, and, you know, put mine, when I transplanted them, I put them about 15 inches apart. And I put three plants together. And I did it in the fall. And as soon as they got replanted, I noticed the new shoots coming off of them. And right now the clumps are gorgeous. But the main thing is recondition the soil with some compost. Get some either Biotone or plant growth activator. Mix it all up together and plant it so that the top of the tuber is visible when you're done planting. That's the whole secret. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give us a call and we'll try and work together to have an awful lot of fun. Have you ever seen a rain barrel that you put on the near your downspout to collect the water? Well, I bought a rain barrel this year and I put it in and it's absolutely wonderful. If you go to Mahoney's, all of the Mahoney's Garden Centers have them, and they have them on a special price. If you don't live near Mahoney's, go to this website, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, palmettorainbarrels.com. That's www.palmetto, P-A-L-M-E-T-T-O, rainbarrels with an S.com. They have a special price and they are beautiful.